104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and Nick Guthrie and Matt Ellis with you talking Big Bash at the moment. And we've had a few technical difficulties in the studio, so we're hoping we can get through this little section here on the Perth Scorchers and the Adelaide Strikers. And our studio is feeling like a furnace, and the Perth Scorchers play at the furnace, and they really do bring a positive brand of cricket to the Big Bash, and we like the look of them, Nick, don't we?
Oh, we sure do. And look, honestly, Matt, I don't mind a few little technical difficulties. It gives us more time to talk about Big Bash and cricket, which I think we both love. But you're right, the furnace over there in WA at the Wacker, it's probably the best place. I can't say I've been there, but it looks like the best place to watch a Big Bash game. The Scorchers fans are out in force. They absolutely love it. Their team has won the Big Bash now 2 years in a row, so they've got the runs on the board. They're the team to beat. And they've got a big question mark over possibly the return of Mitchell Johnson, which just makes them even more of a daunting prospect. So, look, everything looks good for the Scorchers except for one little thing we've got a question mark over. Their form has sort of hurt them in a way, because now their players are on the fringes or also in the team around the Australian squad. So Mitch and Sean Marsh won't be around the Scorchers team much. They're probably going to spend the bulk of the summer around the Australian team. And the same can be said for Adam Voges, who, you know, 12 months ago was a bit of a shock to be considered for the Australian team. And now he's a regular. He's really cemented his spot. Another one who will really hurt them missing is Nathan Coulter-Nile. He provides some real venom with the ball and some power hitting late on. So he will be a big loss if he's not around. But that's not to say they haven't got the blokes who can back it up. Ashton Agar's in there. He's really come on. He's matured as a cricketer. He scored 2 centuries this season in domestic cricket. He is now a genuine all-rounder and a real threat with both bat and ball, so he'll be one to watch. Cameron Bancroft at the top of the order. You know, he's on the fringe of the Australian team. He's going to be really keen for a big campaign. And then, of course, you've got guys like Jason Berendorf, who was just brilliant with the ball last Big Bash. I believe he's a young player of the tournament. That's how highly rated he was. And now he's being mentioned also as an Australian representative. So he's really come on. Brad Hogg, the fan favourite. Yeah. Everyone loves Hoggy. He'll be there again. Young guys like Joel Parris and Ashton Turner are exciting. Andrew Tye's in there too. The Englishman, the newcomer to the team, David Willey, who we've just discovered won the Perth Scorchers' biggest hit competition at their fan day. So this is a guy who's sort of making his mark in the international scene with England now. So he's at the top of his game and a bit of a bowling all-rounder. We don't know a lot about him, but we like his stats. So he's someone we like. And another one we like, we haven't really mentioned much, but the reigning leading run scorer in the Big Bash and someone Matt Ellis is a big fan of is Michael Klinger.
Well, Maxi Klinger, what can you say about Michael Klinger other than he is an absolute run-scoring machine? He's been scoring runs in all forms of cricket consistently over the last 12 months. He went to England, had a big season in all formats over there. He's come back here, made runs in the Sheffield Shield. He's coming off 100 in first-grade cricket in Perth over the weekend. And he is someone that will really lead the Perth Scorchers batting lineup and really hold them together. He'll be the glue in that batting lineup and really help to set the platform for the Perth Scorchers posting some big totals in this tournament. We've got them finishing fourth, but I think if you add Mitch Johnson into that equation, they may be finishing a lot higher, and it could be a team that breaks all the records. Well, not really. In terms of winning 3 in a row, I guess out of 5 tournaments, if you've won 3 in a row, you are holding the rights to bragging rights, that's for sure. So the Perth Scorchers looking very good. And the Adelaide Strikers, Nick, they were the minor premiers last year. They've got Jason Gillespie in as their coach, and Brad Hodge has taken over the captaincy after the departure of Johan Botha to the Sydney Sixers. How do you see their season going this year?
I've got a few question marks over the Strikers. Last season, as you said, they finished as minor premiers, but even that was surprising to a few people. Yeah. I don't think many people saw that coming. I've got a few question marks over the depth in their team, but one thing you cannot deny is their absolute power in their batting lineup. It is formidable. Yeah. If they get going, it won't matter who they've got bowling, because no one will be able to chase it down. They have, as you mentioned, they lost a few players like Johan Botha, Sean Tate and Adam Zampa, but that doesn't affect their batting lineup too much. Tim Ludeman's there. He really announced he's announced himself last season in the Big Bash and played some thrilling innings at the top there. Travis Head, he's a young player who just seems to be getting better and better. John O'Dean can hit a long ball. Mm. Brad Hodge, the captain you mentioned, he'll really hold the innings together along with their big import, Mahela J. Wardner, who's just a Sri Lankan legend. Everybody knows everyone knows the name Mahela J. Wardner. Now, he's come in. He's a bit of a late call-up because they've lost Kieran Pollard. Pollard, I think, Matt, you describe it best when you say Pollard's the X factor, and his departure, taking nothing away from Joe Wardner. He's a brilliant player, but in this form of the game, Pollard's a huge loss, isn't he?
Yeah, Pollard is a genuine match winner, the X factor, the guy that could come in and smoke 40 runs off a couple of overs and really set the platform for the Adelaide Strikers. Whereas I'd probably say Jai Wardner's more the Mr. Dependable. You know what you're going to get. He's going to score runs for you fairly consistently. He may not be as explosive, but maybe that's what the Adelaide Strikers are after with the other explosive players in their team. He might be the one to kind of play that stabilising role in their innings. So we'll have to wait and see about that. They do look like they could do with a slow bowler. I know losing Adam Zampa and Johan Botha is a big loss for them, and I'm not sure who's going to fill that role. Travis Head has been bowling some slow stuff in the domestic competitions in the Sheffield Shield, and I don't know if that's the answer or not. He may surprise us all and bowl very well in this tournament, but I think Adam Zampa and Johan Botha are big losses for the Adelaide Strikers, and we've got them sliding down the ladder this year, and we think they're going to be finishing probably seventh.
Yeah, I'd back that up and say seventh. Look, but we mentioned their batting lineup. If that gets going, they can definitely ruffle a few feathers and get higher on the ladder. We didn't even mention Alex Ross and Craig Simmons.
Yeah.
More batsmen who can really take a game away from the bowling team. But yeah, we've got question marks over their bowling. Kane Richardson and Ben Lachlan, they'll take the new ball, we'd imagine, and handy enough bowlers. But after that, yeah, you're right. There's not a lot of depth. Slow bowling is a question mark. So, look, I think seventh is probably a fair prediction.
And we will be back very soon to talk about the Hobart Hurricanes and the Brisbane Heat. Make sure you stay with us right here on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.